Does it say, be still and know that I am God? That means stop your fussing, amen? Stop your complaining, stop your hollering, stop your anguish, and be still and know that He is God and He is there, amen? He doesn't sleep, He doesn't slumber. This God of the Bible is a good God, amen? He's our God, our Father in heaven, amen? Anybody who comes to this God finds peace, amen? Finds freedom, amen? Finds joy, amen? There's no rules and regulations keeping you bound to this God, amen? There's no fear in this book about being under bondage. This book is about being free, amen? And anybody on this planet can find this book, amen? Anybody can find this God. Anybody can find this God. And you see when you read and you see what's going on in the world, the differences between our God and other people's faiths and beliefs, amen? I'm going to talk about it, I won't judge, but I'm just saying, you see the difference, amen? Somebody comes to Jesus, he's a new person on the inside. He's changed from the inside. He starts to touch other people's lives in good ways, amen? He doesn't threaten his neighbor, amen? He doesn't steal from his neighbor, amen? He doesn't take what doesn't belong to him. In fact, he gives to other people because he wants them to prosper, amen? That's the God of this Bible, hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Gary, welcome back. Is Marshall okay? Praise God. The prayer testimony. Oh, by the way, prayer testimonies. Miss Marilyn is waiting at the computer for you to send her prayer. She's got the computer ready, the keys going. She's got the a cup of tea right there waiting, and you know, she's just waiting for the testimony. So don't be afraid to let her know and send a testimony. The testimony this week is last week's coffee social. We all at the coffee social last week. You know what touched me so much? Downstairs, there was a group of us talking about the sermon. We were talking about Abraham. We were talking about Sarah. Whether Sarah was actually Abraham's sister, because in a sense that there was a relationship, there was a relation between Abraham and Sarah. But what was really cool, and Frank just went outside for a second, was really cool, we were talking about God now. So we were talking about the sermon. We were comparing notes, amen? We were not disagreeing on the interpretation. We weren't disagreeing and having an argument. We were adding and just talking and sharing our thoughts and our hearts about the Bible, amen? About what we talked about. And I said, this church is getting closer and on fire, wanting to share the Word of God, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We went over to George and Pat's house. We were blessed. They brought us over and made a big dinner and corn on the cob. And we talked about God and the Bible for about an hour. Not in this, you know, right? We weren't solemn. We were, you know, God. We had joyful talk about the Lord, amen? We had a lot of fun. We didn't know. Like I said to my friend George, listen, you don't have to believe every single word, especially in the Old Testament, where it, you know, where some of those things are just God's miracles. And I believe every single one. I take the Bible literally. I do. I take it literally. I want to believe everything in here is just as it was. But if you don't, give it to God. Amen? But don't make it separate you from God. If you can't believe that Daniel was in the lion's den and the lions didn't eat him all night long, if you can't believe that, then find a place where you can believe and start from there. Amen? But it's supposed to be joyful. We don't argue amongst ourselves. We discuss. And it was, the testimony was downstairs. We were talking about the Bible, talking about Abraham, talking about Sarah, talking about good things. Hallelujah. We were talking baseball and all, and hunting and fishing too, but we were talking good things, and God is getting stronger in this church. Amen. And the only reason He's getting stronger is because of you. Give Him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Changing life. So Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you've called us to be a part of your family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us yesterday. Oh, if that's the only prayer and thank you that we have, that's the most awesome. We weren't promised this beautiful day. We weren't promised that we would be here to see the blue sky. But here we are. Oh, Lord, thank you. From this point on, it's just you and us, and you can bless us all day long. We can be in your presence. We can help others. We can do good for others. We can share our smile with others because you blessed us with this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know our problems. You know the troubles that we're going through, the things in our lives that we'd like to see better with our family and our friends and our children, Lord. You know those. Lord, you see what's going on in the world. You see it. Can't get around you, Lord. They see it. We just ask you to just be in there, Lord. We're waiting. We're praying and want to see your hand, Lord. We're believing, Lord. We're believing for your hand and all these things going on around us, Lord. We're just believing because you promised. Lord, we want you to prove your word to us. And the only way that you could prove your word to us is if we stay believing. Stay believing on what we prayed for and what you promised us. And then, Lord, our lives change every day as you prove it, day after day. You're a good God, Lord. Look at the people around you. You brought to this church, the joy in this church, the scenery outside, Lord. The hands of the people who love you did that, Lord, for this building, this church, their church. It starts here, Lord. Just continue that, Lord. We'll do our best to keep the ground fertile for when the new people come, Lord, they'll feel welcome. They'll feel like this is their home too. Lord, that's what we're praying for. And then the rest you can take care of. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You give us little jobs to do while you do the impossible jobs. But that's the kind of God you are. Asking only that we love your Son. So thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. We use his name in prayer, the power of your Son's name. So this church says, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray that. Amen.
Let Bubba hear all the praise in our church. Hallelujah. We're going to go home and tell everybody they're crazy. They're clapping and singing and having a good time. They're having a good time in church. What's up with that?
Praise the Lord.
Let God prove his word to you. How many want God to prove his word to you? You've been praying. How many you want God? How many really want to know God's prove his word? Well, there's only one way. You got to walk in faith. Amen? You got to stay in faith. You got to stand in faith. Even and especially when it looks impossible. Amen? That's, God's saying, you just wait right here. I know it looks impossible, but you got to wait right there. It sounds easy, doesn't it? God said, I'll take care of it. You sit there. It sounds easy. But it's anything but. How many know that? It's anything but to stand in faith. Amen. But now you're saying, I want God to prove his word. I don't want Larry to prove. I don't want my friends to prove it. I want God to prove his word. Amen. So now I got to get away from all the other people and I got to get to God. Remember what God did to Abraham? Said, go away from your family. It wasn't a bad thing. It's just because his family would have took all that faith and then destroyed it and put doubt in there and they would have laughed at him. You ever had anybody laugh at you when you talk about God? Amen. You can't be around that when you're praying. Amen. But here's what happens. Here's what happens. Now listen, because this works for 2014. It removes anger. You see anybody anywhere you're watching in the world, you see people angry? The word of God removes the anger. It removes self. That's why. It removes self. It puts God in control. Say that with me. It puts God in control. And listen, it's not always the way you want it to be. I'm sorry, Teddy, but it's not always the way you want it to be. But listen, that's exactly the point. Amen? It's exactly not the way you think it should be, or the outcome is not the way you want it to be. Exactly. But that's exactly the point. Why? Who do you want to answer? You want your answer or you want God's answer, you see? So the point is, you're trusting God and you want God to prove his word, amen? We're going to read later, everybody has opinions, amen? So what? But we got God taking care of the things you want, hallelujah. I got right here, we have opinions. I do. I tell you, I got more opinions than probably, I watch, I really am a news hound. I don't watch one channel. I'll tell you right now, I don't watch one. I don't watch because I learn. I watch them all. I keep, my wife said, she goes crazy. She does. She goes, but I want to hear what everybody's saying. And then I want to know what's going on. I want to hear. I don't want to hear what I like. You ever go, you watch something, you hear what you like. That's all you ever hear, what you like. And then you think that that's the whole world. But I want to hear what other people I disagree with. I disagree with them. Amen. Did I say they're wrong? No. I said I disagree. I want to hear their points. I want to know. So we all have opinions, but some people have agendas. Amen. You know that, right? You know that's true. Some people stir up emotions and they lead other people. They lead through other people's fears. Other people are afraid of things, and somebody knows about that. He gets right there and he gets people fired up. Amen. They lead through other people's feelings of somehow someone or something is holding them down. Nobody is holding you down. Amen. We all, how many have had bad times in your life? So nobody holds you down, right? How many? I had bad times with authority. I've had bad times with a teacher. I've had bad times with a boss. Is somebody holding me down? No. Amen. It's just what happens. I don't want somebody preaching to me that people are holding you down. Get out there and get yours. Amen. I'm telling you to get God. That's what I'm telling. That's the difference. Amen. Because here's what happens to the other things. When somebody's preaching an agenda, anger starts to build up. Anger. And fire. You get fire. You're so mad now because you listen to all this stuff and you're mad and somebody's taking advantage of me and I'm mad and I got to do something about it. Amen. Until the Bible says it's the blind leading the blind. You've heard that expression? You got somebody so angry, he's got you so angry, you go out there and you're angry, you're not going to do the right thing, amen? You're not even going to be close to the right. You don't even know what you're angry about in 10 minutes. You just know you're mad and you're going to take advantage of somebody else who had nothing to do with it, amen? It happens all the time. We do it all the time. I get mad at people and makes you in a bad mood and you go to the restaurant and you take it out on the waitress. You ever have a bad day and you go to a restaurant and you're mad at the waitress? Amen? Well, what are you mad at her for? She's doing her job. You see, but that's what anger does, see? And in this church, we can't teach that, amen? We can't preach that. I can't let you leave here with that kind of anger. I don't care what has come against you, amen? You all have things come against you, so I don't care what it is. You got to give it to God, amen? You got to walk as a Christian because you want God to prove His Word. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Nothing is gained. Nothing changes. You've seen it. You've seen it yourself. The same thing said. The same thing. Oh, we need this. We need this. We need this. We're going to do this. But nothing ever changes. Amen? Because they're not focused on Him first. Amen? They're not changing lives. They're stirring up anger. Let me ask you something. Let me really just stay with me. What if? Can you say that? What if? Thank you, baby. Remember? What if this country, United States of America, what if it has all this, all the prosperity, and you look around from California to Maine, amen, you see prosperity, amen, you see people making $20 million a year playing baseball. You see actors and actresses who play in movies making $20 million a movie. Amen. You see people on Facebook who are becoming billionaires. Amen. You see the prosperity in this country. You see the possibility of living in this country, how beautiful it is. Amen. You all sing God Bless America with all the fruit. Are you with me? We leading the world. This country, 238 years old. I don't know, I forget, I didn't look up how old some of the other countries are, but I think they're older than 238 years, amen? But who's leading the world? Who does the world look to when bad things happen? Come on, you could say it, it's okay, it's the truth, amen? Leading. So what if it was God helping us fight wars against evil in victory? Less than 300 years old. Maybe this country who was made by the people, amen? The people came here and they built this country according to we the people. You remember that? This isn't political. This is God. Amen. These people, these founders of the world, of our country, 238 years ago said, I might not be religious. I might not be a Christian, but I know that we need God to lead us. Amen. We need to have the foundation of the Bible. We need to have the laws. We need to have these. We need to have moral codes in this country. Amen. So we're going to follow God. Amen. We're going to talk about God. Harvard University was a Christian college when they, you look it up yourself, Fred, look at Harvard University when it started, was a Christian college. It was about God. Amen. But slowly, slowly we got a little complacent. We're taking God out of here, taking God out of here. And when you remove good, what follows? When you remove good, the only thing that comes in the place of it is evil. Amen? Not good. You can say whatever word you want for not good. Are you with me? Hallelujah. But our country, founded on this book, our God, the God of the Bible, with His promises and blessings, the center of our strength. What if that's why we've been blessed? Amen? And if you don't think about how wonderful this country is, let me just share this with you. Maybe this will touch your heart. 125,000. Say that with me. 125,000 American soldiers buried in graves in Europe. 14,000 of them in one cemetery in France. Buried over there. They went over there not to take a country, amen? Because France isn't part of the United States, is it? Italy, is that a part of the United States? 238 years old, that's where we were. 125,000 military men buried over there for one reason, so that they could have freedom and be free to live their lives, amen? They had dictators who were causing wars, unthinkable, amen? We went there. Our men and women went there serving God, amen? Because you know it was all about God, because back then they were reading Bibles, amen? You see all the stories, you talk to the guys, they'll tell you it was about God. They couldn't do it without God, amen? This country, we didn't go and take anybody's property, did we? We didn't change the name of their countries. We went over there to free them, amen? I ask you to think about that only because it's who this country is, amen? It's who we are. George, you fought in wars. You saw things I don't even want to think about. But you know over there it was about God. It had to be God. It had to be God, get me home. You got on your knees and prayed every night. Get me home, Lord, amen? This country, 125,000 soldiers buried over there. That's just there. This country did that. Because they believe in God. They believe in freedom. They didn't go over there to take. They went over there to set free. You see the difference? And if that's our God, yet some people dismiss that completely. Some people say God had nothing to do with it. Well, then I guess you're on your own. Amen? How can you? Hallelujah. Some say no God in school. You heard that, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Some say no God at home. You don't talk about God anymore. Well, we don't talk about Jesus. We don't. I met a woman, and I just tell you that I met a woman who goes to church almost every day. Almost every day she goes to her church. Bless her heart. We went over her house. Where was that? For Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we went over her house. We sat there with the family. Anybody going to pray? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't talk about Jesus. They pulled me aside. I'm telling you the truth. They said, don't talk about Jesus. I said, what do you mean? Don't talk about Jesus. Oh, no, we don't talk about Jesus here. I said, well, you go to church 7 days a week. You give oodles of money to the... Oh, yeah, we don't talk. We don't pray like that. We don't think that. Are you with me? So what happens there? Nothing good, amen? It's just confusion. Hallelujah. Let me ask you again. The absence of good is what? Hallelujah. Thank you. So I tell you, either we believe when we say God bless America, or we don't. Hallelujah. Either we believe that all His, because of God, all His blessings and promises, or it's just man and luck, and there's no need for faith. If that's the case, we are lost. Are you with me? We're lost. So let me ask you, when bad things happen, you all remember 9/11? Somehow I think people are forgetting 9/11. What was the first thing they asked us to do at 9/11? To who? Yeah. All of us, oh, wait a minute, you want me to pray? I mean, can I go to the school and pray? Oh, I don't know. I got to go to my church and pray. Why can't I pray on the street? Amen? So I said, they want us to pray. For what? You don't believe in God. So who am I praying to? The building over there? What am I praying? Are you with me? Because here it is. Prayer first. Amen? God first. That changes things. Amen? We're backwards. We're seeing the problem. We're not seeing the problem. We're seeing the actions of the problem. Amen? When 9/11 happened, that was the end of the problem. That was the beginning of the end. You understand? We should have been praying and bound together years before that as a country, as a people, to understand what we're facing. Amen? And keep this strongly. Keep our children safe. Amen? I'm worried about the kids today. I guess it's because I get older. We all get older. I worry about the kids today. Are you with me?
Amen.
And I know that if I read something from 1960, it would say the same thing. Oh, the world's going crazy. Because I've been reading a lot of stuff in the speeches of the old presidents and stuff and politicians. And they said 1935, Roosevelt said, things are getting crazy. I don't know how we're going to feed everybody. So I understand that it continues. But I understand right now in 2014, we need more of who?
Nah.
Hallelujah. So I tell you that if you're angry about stuff, our fire should not be with each other. Amen? If you see things out there you don't like, the anger can't be with each other. Our fire should be to see God's word come alive. Amen? How many want to see God prove his word? Are you with me? All right. Then we want to see his word come alive. Amen? In us, in our family, in our town, in our country. For one and for all. Are you with me? Let me tell you, fear, anger, and inciting people causes destruction. It causes destruction. I don't care how right you think you are, amen? When you put fear and anger into somebody's heart, it causes destruction. Hallelujah. All right. Romans 13, Mr. Cibedio. Listen to, you want peace? You want peace in your community? How many want peace in your community? You want peace? You want peace with the people outside who are in authority, amen? And the people running our state and our country, you want peace with them? Listen, let every soul be subject to the governing authority. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now, some people believe that every police officer and every politician is appointed by God. That's not necessarily what you need to believe. You just need to know that people have chosen to serve. Amen? If somebody wants to be a politician or a police officer or a mayor, he wants to serve the people. Amen? That's what he's supposed to be doing. Amen? And that's what we believe for. So that we should be subject to their governing authorities because we put them there. The authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, listen to this. This is right here. I'm going to read right here. Listen. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. You understand what that means? If you start resisting and breaking the law, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have judgment on you. Amen? For rulers are not terror to good works. The people over you. Now, there are bad people everywhere. How many ever got a bad waitress? How many got a bad mechanic? You ever get a bad... There are bad people everywhere. There's bad people on the pulpit. There's bad people wearing badges. There's bad people in Washington. Amen? Are you with me? And when I say bad, I just mean misguided. All right? Is that... I'm the one... They're misguided. They do things that they shouldn't do. Are you with me? So it says... For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Those people are out there supposed to be keeping us safe, amen? The politicians are supposed to keep this country safe, amen? That's their job. That's what we elected them to do. That's okay. And then it says right here, Paul is saying, do you want to be unafraid of authority? You want to teach your children this. This should be read everywhere. And it simply says, do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. You understand? Do what is good to authority, and you'll have praise from that authority. You all admitted before you've had bad times, amen? You probably had bad times with authority. You had bad times with the IRS. You had bad times with the tax collector. How many have had people with that? With people in authority? You've had bad times. You've had bad times with somebody with a badge. How many have disagreed with a politician in your life? Really? But you do what is good. do what is good, and you will get praise from those people. Amen. You'll be in a place of peace. That's 13:1 in Romans to 13:3. Those paragraphs. Are you with me? Paul is saying this. I wonder how many of you want to behave like a Christian. I wonder how many can do this. Bless those who persecute you. Now, if you did that, how much safety would we have in the world? Amen? How many people who have had problems in their life would not have had those problems? Amen? Bless those who persecute you. You bless and do not curse. He says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. He said, be of the same mind towards one another. Now, here we go. Listen. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. When you leave here today, you're going to be at peace. Amen. When you leave here today, your heart's going to be at peace. Amen. Your spirit's going to be calm. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for the good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says right here in 12:21 Romans, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You see the difference when you see what's going on in the world and you see what God's telling us to do, to walk as a Christian? Amen? Amen. Tragedies that have happened, even in the last few years, would not have happened if one person had took that advice. Amen? One person said, this is authority, or this, I'm just going to deal with it differently. I'm going to come under the authority. If I got a problem, I'll take it to the next person. But at this moment, the Bible's telling me to walk as a Christian. I'm not going to start screaming at somebody, at the waitress or whoever it is, because I will be out of the Christian walk. Amen? There's the difference. You see the difference, and you say, well, how can I do that, Pastor? That sounds awful hard. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And he says, can the blind lead the blind? You understand what that means? Can somebody who is wrong lead other people because they're both wrong? Guess what's going to happen? With the blind leading the blind, nothing good is going to happen. Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Amen? You go to church, you listen to the pastor preaching. They should teach you this peace. Amen? This is what should be preached to church. This is the peace. Amen? I'm not talking politics. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking you and who? Peace. Peace. This is what should be. When you leave church, you should have an attitude of peace and joy and wanting to talk to people. Not angry. Not leaving this door so angry that you can't wait to go down the street somewhere and do something to somebody because you're mad. Amen? That's not God. Amen? That's not what God teaches us to do. Hallelujah. And why do you... Here it is. Here it is. Right here. It's a close. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but not perceive the plank in your own eye? I'm sorry, Frank. I'm reading from Luke, and this is 6:37. Sorry, Frank. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the plank in your own? You know what that means? You're looking at everybody else's faults. I'll tell you one thing you want to do today. You want to do something today? When you go home, you get in your car, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You look in the mirror, say, boy, I got a lot of things to take care of in my life. I don't have time to criticize politicians. I don't have time to criticize people I disagree with. Amen? Because I got some work to do with myself. So I'm going to take the plank out of my eye before I tell somebody else how to take the speck out of their eye. That's that simple. How can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eyes. I'm not hearing that much. I'm not hearing that much when I hear the world talking about God. Amen. I'm hearing vengeance. I'm hearing anger. I'm hearing other people in other countries talking about killing people. Amen. You saw it. I see people with anger and blackness in front of them. And all they're doing is inciting other people to do the same. Amen. In this church, you're leaving here with peace and joy today. Amen. You want God to prove His word? Let me hear you. You want God to prove His word to you? Then you got to walk like a Christian. You walk like a Christian. You walk like a Christian. You walk Christ-like. And then you get peace. You get joy. You get love. You start to lift people up. Amen. You start helping people. And you start forgiving people for what you think they wronged you for. Amen. And then watch. And then you watch God move in your life. Amen. You watch that. Give Him praise and glory, church. That's the way. Lord Jesus. We can't have anger, amen. Can't have you fired up to do things that God would not be pleased with, amen. You got to have peace in your spirit to face situations. Sometimes people are coming against you. Sometimes you think that that something happened and you're just being treated unfairly. It's just not right. You have to stand as a Christian first and go through that. Let that situation ease, and then God will help you carry it through, amen. But if you react to that, all bad things are going to happen. You see it every single day. You just got to walk like a Christian. You're talking to God every day. Say, God, I want you to prove your word to me. Then you got to walk like that. You got to see it. You got to let God do it. If it's totally against what you think is right, maybe you're on the right track. Amen? Maybe you're on the right track if it's against everything that you think is right. You'll know if they ask you to do something that's not according to the word of God. Amen? You'll know if they're asking or telling you to do something. You still got to stand like Paul did. You still got to stand like Mark did and John did. Amen? And Luke did. You got to stand, and then God will carry you through it. Amen? Peter was in prison. Amen? Paul was in prison. He didn't feel like that was justice, but he stood through it. Amen? And God got him through it. Amen? And not only that, but he healed people in the prison. He brought people in the prison to God. Amen? So the person that you're most mad about or upset about, bring them to God, unless you don't want to see somebody you hate finding Jesus. Amen? But I know you don't like that. I know that's not who you are. Because God will bless those that you, the people that have come against you the most, God's ready to bless them. Are you ready to let them? To pray through it. Amen? Pray through it. We see that we need more of this in this country today. Amen? We need more of this in the world today. Not anger. Because anger simply destroys your spirit and your heart. Amen? Anger leaves you with no change. Anger will be the same today. It'll be the same in 2017. It'll be the same in 2045. If that's what you want, anger. Amen? But we don't need that. Who do we have? We have Jesus. Amen? We got Jesus. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Talk about injustice. He was put on a nail to a piece of wood. That's injustice to me. Amen. He was whipped. Amen. He was beaten. That's injustice to me. But He stood it. And look at the blessings we receive. Amen. God is ready.